So norovirus is something that, unfortunately, in pediatrics and emergency medicine and just actually in the world, we deal with quite a bit. This is a germ that's notorious for causing what people call the stomach flu. The stomach flu actually has nothing to do with the true flu. It's a completely different germ, though it is within that virus family. So what will happen is a person will get exposed to the germ. It's a pretty rugged germ, meaning it can live on a surface. So if you touch a doorknob after perhaps not washing your hands quite well enough, you can then leave the germ behind and another person can contract it that way. And so once you are sick with symptoms, you start having a lot of throwing up and some diarrhea, and it can come on pretty abruptly. You can feel really miserable for 12 to 24, sometimes even 48 hours, and then you start to get better. It's something that probably all of us have had at some point in life. This is just technically the medical name for it.
This is something that I believe we've heard with outbreaks of diseases on, like, cruise ships and things.
Correct. So the trick with this is it is just so catchy. And the other issue is that you can actually spread the disease for about 24 to 48 hours after your own symptoms have improved. So you could totally think that you're fine and you're not contagious anymore. And unfortunately, you still are contagious. So people can return to work and return to daily activities, not realizing that they have the potential to still spread the germ. But then plus on a cruise ship or in a daycare or a school or any time where you have people in close proximity for a period of time, that's when this germ really thrives because it can spread from person to person really quite easily.
How dangerous is it? I mean, it sounds like a stomach flu, usually very uncomfortable, but not necessarily dangerous.
Correct. In an otherwise healthy person, it's going to be very unpleasant, but it really isn't going to get you into trouble. Just like with many other infectious diseases, though, the people's kind of on the extremes of our population, meaning the very young or the very old, or people who have underlying difficulties with their immune system or severe medical problems, they are going to be at greater risk. The risk here is usually dehydration, which is something that can often be dealt with at home, especially with the addition of some medications that can help to treat the vomiting and nausea. Pediatricians or your regular primary care provider can help with a prescription for that if the vomiting really becomes uncontrollable and you can't keep enough fluids in.
So it sounds like this is something where you basically stay home, don't expose other people, and drink Pedialyte type situation?
That is it. Popsicles will work as well for kids. The trick here is that, you know, I think we all have that instinct of, oh no, my child's vomiting, I want to make sure they don't get dehydrated, and you really, right from the get-go, start to encourage fluids. But sometimes early on in an illness, anytime you try to eat or drink anything, you're much more likely to vomit. So it's totally okay to give it maybe even 4 or 6 hours if the child or the person with the symptoms doesn't feel like eating or drinking. That's okay. Let their stomach rest for a while and then encourage sips of liquids. In kids, again, popsicles are great because you kind of have to eat them slowly. People will get themselves into trouble if they try to guzzle down a couple ounces of liquid at one time. When you're dealing with children, a good rule of thumb is to say, all right, if I had these symptoms, how would I be acting? And that way you can kind of gauge, is your normally super active, playful child who now all of a sudden is acting like a dish rag, does that make sense, even though it's not their normal behavior? Boy, you know, if I kept on throwing up and have diarrhea, I wouldn't want to do anything either. Okay, I guess what I'm seeing in my child is making sense right now. These symptoms are consistent with what I would expect. And that way, if something does seem to change where your child is kind of day 3 or 4 of illness, maybe they're having really high fevers with this, maybe they seem to be having belly pain, not just when they're vomiting, but all of the time, that might be a clue that something doesn't seem exactly right here. This isn't how I would expect I would be acting if I had these symptoms. And that's a good clue that that's time to seek care, either with your primary care provider or if you need to go to an emergency department.
Now, we're talking about kids, but this is not something that's only a virus that hits children.
Right. It can hit anybody. Kids are more notorious because, you know, really, really good hand washing is the best way to prevent this. And sometimes we know children are not necessarily the best at hand washing. But yes, nobody is immune, unfortunately, to it. We all, as pediatricians and emergency room doctors, have all fallen into it once or twice in our lives, too.
So if you get norovirus or you suspect that you got something like that, the solution is, like we said, you know, people taking care of themselves. But after they've taken care of themselves, how do they keep the surfaces clean? Is that just like bleaching everything, or what needs to be done?
You can do that. I mean, thorough cleaning of the surfaces in your house, you know, especially, you know, doing laundry with good hot water. And the CDC website actually has some great information. It has like, great little tip sheets as far as making a bleach solution and how you go about cleaning. It's just really important to do a thorough cleaning. And that way, also, if a person in your household does have symptoms, kind of isolate them as much as you possibly can, understanding that you can't necessarily take all your bathrooms out of commission. Sometimes people do have to move around the house, but try to isolate them as much as possible. Children who are in diapers, make sure that those are, you know, removed from the house into a plastic bag, into the garbage as soon as possible.
Okay, thank you. It's a pleasure.